Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Urban Affairs on the Beat 94.5. I'm your host, Neera Arora. We're talking to Jasmine and Amanda right now from Hire a Student, talking about some of the different services that are offered to students. Got to the one-on-one employment assistant on cover letters, resumes, mock interviews to help youth improve their job search skills. Do you find that once a student has had that experience with you, to get that experience for the one-on-one in terms of interviews, resumes, cover letters, that they themselves become a little bit more independent after that and know how to upgrade and add on and delete with their own work after that?
That's definitely something we teach them. Whenever a student comes into the office, we always encourage them to take some of our resources from our resource library, to take some the sample cover letter and resume templates, and that they can just change later on. And when they leave Hire Student, they really feel they have more confidence, they feel more prepared, and they can always photocopy their resume, they can make like 50 copies, and then they're set for a while. So
sounds great. And just before we took a break, we also mentioned the fact that this is only on until August. So if someone wants to get some help from Hire Student, this is the best time to contact you guys, is it not?
Yes, definitely.
And the best way to get in touch with you is how?
By phone. It's the easiest way. If you phone 666-HIRE, there's always a person that's going to answer the phone, and you can ask them your questions, or you can ask them where your local office is, and they'll have that information for you.
Tell us about what the casual labor program is for temporary employment.
Sure. Students can sign up at the office. They go through a short health and safety workshop, and then they call in the days that they want to work, and then we try to bridge students with employers who need work done at their home or their business.
And what are the volunteer experience opportunities?
Every office has a volunteer board. So in the community, some of the societies that need some help, like the YWCA, they can always call us. We type it up, we stick it up on the volunteer board, and that's a great way for students to get experience too.
Information on the Government of Canada's program and services. What is that for?
There's a lot of government programs out there for youth. For instance, our job, Jasmine and I, is a government through a government program. So if students are wondering how we got our jobs, or if they're wondering how they can get a summer job with the government, then they can call us and we can give them that information.
We'll go back to that in just a little bit to find out exactly what your jobs are once again and how you got involved with Hire a Student. But what is some information on workplace safety and employment standards? How does Hire a Student work with that?
Well, for workplace safety, we make sure that all the students that sign up for our casual labor program are informed about their rights and responsibilities when it comes to safety on the job. It's really important for young people to know this information because, in fact, young people are at more risk of getting injured on the job than any other workers. So we make sure that the students that come into our office leave prepared and they know the information that they need to know to keep themselves safe.
Going back to you guys individually, did you both take the same approach to get to the jobs where you are today?
I know in my experience, I applied online, then I got an email saying that I had to drop off my resume and cover letter. Then a few weeks later, I went through a written exam that was 1 hour long, and they asked me a whole bunch of questions, some of it related to the Government of Canada, some of it related to youth employment. Then I was called after that because I did pretty good on my exam. I got called in for an hour interview where I had to prepare a 5-minute presentation with a panel of 3 people. So it was really intense, and I know they've changed it up over the years, but I know that 2 years ago that was the process.
So was your goal, Jasmine, to necessarily be a part of Hire a Student?
Yeah, when I got the email to drop off my resume and cover letter, it was specifically for this program.
Perfect. How did you hear about it?
My mother would always order this YouthLink book. You can order it by calling 1-800-O-CANADA, and inside it's all the different government youth programs. Like if you want to work abroad for a summer, if you're a young entrepreneur and you want a bursary, that's also in the book. And this program was also in the book. So I applied online. There was a website attached to the little blurb on what Hire Student was, and I just applied online.
And yourself, Amanda, how did you get involved?
I got involved actually through my boyfriend. He found this website online where you could apply for government summer jobs. So I didn't really know about the Hire a Student program. I had actually been to the Hire a Student office when I was a bit younger in the town that I grew up in, but I didn't really know anything about how to get a job with Hire a Student. So I applied online with this www.jobs.gc.ca, and I got a call, like Jasmine, in about February to come in for and bring in my resume and cover letter.
How much in advance would one have to apply if they're now looking to get in for next May? Because this moment, semester type thing is almost over because it's May to August for Hire a Student. Would they have to get their resumes in pretty soon if they want to work for next May?
Yeah, the online process starts beginning in November. So you can apply online and then they're the ones that call you back if you're accepted, if you have the right requirements. So you fill out this long online application, you fill in all the required fields and then they'll give you a call.
From what I understand then, your jobs, both of you, is only from May to August.
That's right.
Is this something that you are going to be returning to next year?
Yeah, the requirement is that you're a full-time student with the intention of returning in the fall. And since I am going to be in school for another few years, then I hope to return next year.
Hire a Student, is this something that's across Canada?
That's right. There's over 330 centres across Canada.
What about here in BC? Does it go up north as well, or are we mainly talking about the Lower Mainland?
Well, there's 7 offices in the Lower Mainland, but there's 35 across the BC and Yukon region. So it's not just for people that live in the Lower Mainland. There's offices all over the place.
If people want to know about the best location for them, once again, I guess the number to call 666-HIRE, 604-666-HIRE, that's the best way for them to find out where they need to go and what location is best suited for their needs.
That's right.
Let's go back into talking a little bit about the services that are offered and talking about the employers this time. How is this beneficial for not just the students as well as the employers?
Well, students are really great to hire because their availability is usually very open, especially in the summer since they're not in school anymore. And they're really enthusiastic and they're hardworking. So for employers, hiring students is a really good idea. And they can call Hire Students, 604-666-HIRE, and they can give us the information about the job that they're looking to fill. And we take down the information and we post it, reaches a really wide audience, and for employers, it's all no charge.
Advertising, for example, which usually would cost quite a bit if an employer did want to go to a regular newspaper or radio. If you advertise a detailed job posting, it'll still reach the wide audience of all these students who are looking for jobs. And from my understanding, the employer does not need to pay.
That's right. It takes a few minutes to take down the job order form, and we usually have it up within the afternoon on the website so the students can start applying right away.
How is it beneficial to them to get this information out to the Hire a Student facility that it's going to be giving it to all these students versus just leaving it for a random newspaper?
Well, the thing is, if they call Hire a Student and have us post it, chances are the students that are accessing the job posting are students that we've talked to, that we've given them information about resumes and cover letters and job interviews. So already, just by posting with Hire a Student, they're guaranteeing that they're going to reach a really qualified, intelligent, hardworking group of applicants.
And one of the reasons that you actually mentioned already is there's more flexibility when it comes to these students that do want to work. Would that be, it's not necessarily like your program where you guys are only working May to August. If there's employers who are looking for people who, if they're looking for people to fill in job requirements, they can still be looking for full year or, you
that's
know,
right. Yeah.
You know, salary, full time and all that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have a wide variety of jobs. We get employers from restaurants that are hiring full time all year round. And we also get higher end jobs like in a law firm or as a scientific researcher. And those are more career oriented jobs, and people can apply to them too, and employers should not be shy to contact us because we can post any type of job.
How does that work? What are the steps that an employer needs to take if they want to get their posting out on Hire a Student?
Basically, they just call the 666 Hire line, and one of the staff will take down the job order form. So information like the address, the contact person, job description, what kind of person they're looking for, the type of education that is required, if there's any certificates like first aid or food safe that is required, and we put it all, it's really detailed, we put it all online so the students know exactly what they're applying for and they don't waste anyone's time.
And one of the things that's very important for an employer to know if they have never been a part of Hire a Student, when you refer to Hire a Student, you're not just referring to teenagers, right?
No, not at all. We help students and youth find jobs, and so we help students of any age, and we help youth, which is anybody under the age of 30. So we're not just talking about high school students, we're talking about people that have graduated from university and might be looking for a career.
Great. You're listening to Urban Affairs on the Beat 94.5. I'm your host, Neera Arora. We have Jasmine and Amanda in from Hire a Student. They're giving us some details about Hire a Student. If you need more information, it's 604-666-HIRE. There's also a website that you can check out if, once again, you want to repeat that address for us.
Yep, that's www.jobbank.gc.ca.
We have a few minutes left with Amanda and Jasmine. We're going to take a short little break, and we'll be back right after this.